Today we will be exploring movement and sound and silence and stillness. And we'll be using our breath. And for the breath, today we will be breathing faster than usual. And I wanted to show you three ways in which we can breathe faster than usual, so you get to pick from any of them or create your own. One way in which we can breathe faster than usual is through the nose, breathing in and out through the nose. So it will be something like this. The other way of breathing faster could be inhaling fast through the nose and then exhaling fast through the mouth. So it would be something like this. And the other one would be a bit different, which is inhaling through the nose very slowly and then breathing out through the mouth quickly. So it would be something like this. So as always, let's begin by closing our eyes. And just for a moment, noticing our breath without trying to do anything, without trying to change anything. Bringing our awareness to our lived experience of this moment. And whatever is happening outside, just let it happen. So if there are noises outside, let them be there. If a thought comes up, then just let it pass through you. Whatever emotion might be present for you today, just let it be there. Just let it move through you. I'm bringing your curiosity towards the things that we will be exploring today, that it's movement and sound and stillness and silence. And then for 30 seconds, I will tell you when we start. We will be breathing faster. And that's all we will be doing for just 30 seconds, breathing faster. Of course, if you get dizzy, you can slow down. If you're feeling okay for the next 30 seconds, just breathing faster. 30 seconds starting now. Letting go of your breath. And then for the next 2 minutes, just bring your awareness to the qualities of silence and stillness that might be emerging in your experience. And slowly again bringing your curiosity back towards movement, towards sound. And for the next 30 seconds or so, we will be adding something. So to that faster breathing, we will be adding a body movement that's rhythmic with the breath, that supports the breath, but it's not a very controlled or coordinated movement. It's just allowing your body to move as much as possible to support the faster breathing. And it's just between 30 to 40 seconds that we are doing, right? So faster breathing with supportive body movements for the next 30 seconds starting now. Slowly letting go of the breath, slowly letting go of the movement, and for the next 2 minutes or so, just going back to that connection with the stillness and silence that's emerging in your experience now. Again, very slowly letting go of that silence, of that stillness, bringing our curiosity back to movement and sound. And we're going to add one more thing. We're going to be breathing faster. We're going to let our body move as much as we can to support that breath, to release any tension. And we're going to add sound. So we're going to try to make our breathing as noisy as possible. And that could be making just a noisy exhalation, right? So for this, you can stand up, you can lie down, you can be seated, choose your position. And remember, breathing faster, allowing the breath to happen faster, allowing our bodies to move as much as we can, and to be noisy. So we're throwing ourselves into sound and movement to then go back to stillness and silence. So faster breathing, rhythmic body movements, and noisy exhalations or sounds coming out for the next 30 or 40 seconds starting now. And then letting go of the movement, letting go of the sounds, letting go of the faster breathing, and again going back to your connection to silence and movement for the next 2 minutes, silence and stillness. Letting go of the silence, letting go of the stillness. And we're going to repeat that last block one more time. Same thing, faster breathing, rhythmic body movements and sounds. And the invitation now is that now that you know how that is, now that you've done it already, really throw yourselves into the sound, into the movement, and into the breathing. Don't let anything hold you back. Let really breath happen through you, movement happen through you, sound happen through you, and then throw yourselves into stillness and silence. So for the next 30 seconds or so, we will be once again breathing faster, moving our bodies in a rhythmic way that supports that breath, and making sounds or noises, really opening our throat for 30 seconds starting now. And then letting go, and for 1 minute, really throwing yourselves into silence and complete stillness. Noticing how this moment feels to you. Noticing what was your relationship with movement, with sound. What's your relationship with silence? What's your relationship with stillness? Maybe there are areas, aspects in your life that need more movement and sound, and others that need more silence and stillness. For me, really, silence and stillness are not goals or states that can be achieved through doing. We cannot try to make them happen. They are not really actions, but they are more ways of being. And I think that silence and stillness are qualities that can emerge once movement and sound have fully been expressed and moved through us. So taking a moment to notice how you're feeling now, what this exploration is giving you, what you might be discovering. And then slowly preparing to open your eyes, to take a look around, and to also notice movement in you, sound in you, stillness, silence. This is a practice that's kind of like easy to do. We have everything we need for this type of practice. And I would suggest, if you want to explore more and deepen this practice, maybe doing every day 2 minutes, 1 minute of faster breathing and movement and sound, and 1 minute of stillness. That's kind of like as short as a practice can get. But it really deepens our connection with stillness and silence and with sound and movement when we need them. Mm-hmm.